And she was tremendously fond of Eric and thought the world of him. And she persuaded her husband, who was at that time producing on his own a film about from a story by Eric Maria Remarque. It's his To Live or to Die or something, I forgot the exact name. And he hired Eric for the music. And of course, immediately the usual intrigues in the movie business began, you know. And while we were, Eric was already, you know, had the contract and we read that the head of the department there at Universal had contacted Miklos Rosa to do the music. So we thought, how could that be? And sure enough, Eric was booted out and Miklos Rosa got it. And but his contract held and he got the money.
And
which was, so to say, monthly payments. And that helped tremendously. And we could, you know, get this house, this other house. And we had a little money to spare. And so we decided that we were going to tell Hans Kafka that a committee had been founded to help Eric to do the opera job. And we offered him $500 to do the book. And that did the trick. And he immediately sat down and did it beautifully. Because he too was very involved in that story. And that story is, so to say, you know, like a symbol of the fate of the Jewish people, in which we were also involved because of the happenings that what had happened with Hitler and the tragedy in Europe. So it was also very near his heart, and I think he did a beautiful job with the book. And so just then, you know, we heard about this Huntington Hartford Foundation. And there was a real hope that for the first time that we would get it, because the director of the Hartford Foundation was John Vincent, who was a good friend and very, you know, friendly towards Eric and liked Eric a lot. And so we had, so to say, an inside track.
For the first time.
Also helped, though there was a committee on which there were quite a few people that would have liked not to give it to Eric. But it went through, and we came there to the... Now, there was only one obstacle, and that was that Eric was the kind of person who would never have gone there alone. He could not do that. And so he said he would only go if I would come along. And it, of course, nobody was allowed at the Huntington Hartford just as a wife. And so I was applying too as a translator and, so to say, lyricist, and but they didn't know exactly about Hans Kafka. So we said that Eric needed me for the book, and partly this was true because I did work with him, and there were constantly things that were the rhythm of Kafka's did not immediately fit, and that would, you know, change the words somewhat, you know, in the spirit of Kafka to accommodate him, you know, like for instance in the scene that begins the second picture, you know, where there's a chorus of the mowers who come from the village. And he wanted a certain rhythm. Pattern, and Kafka had not had that pattern, you know. And though he had written something very beautiful, his lyrics were beautiful, you know. So I took the gist of the lyrics and I changed it into the pattern, and that did things like this. And the love scene was much too short, and I took the Bible and I adapted this. So it was true in a way. And I also had the good fortune that I could prove that Leon Solena had been done. And I had done the book. And I had also done some of the song translations, which were printed in the meantime. So all this helped, and it came through, and we both could go there. It is strange to me when I think about it that Eric, you know, had this gift of knowing the soul of a person, and it really didn't matter whether he was a Chinese or an Aztec or American or Austrian. I mean.